All right. Well, thank the Lord. It's a blessing to be serving the Lord down in the village. And I'm just reminded of the promises we've been given at the beginning of this period and how God has been so faithful concerning those promises so far. And it just made me think of the song, "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." That first verse, it says, "'It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know thus saith the Lord." And then the chorus is, "Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more." And that phrase there, "how I've proved him o'er and o'er," I just feel like that's what God is doing. He's proving himself down there again and again, day by day. God is doing according to the word that he's given us. And I remember we were told, like Moses was told, that God would be with us. And it doesn't matter how inadequate we feel, in our inadequacy, in our weakness, God has said he would be with us. And it's been proved again and again down there. We really have looked to the Lord in our weakness, and God has just provided through in the meetings, in the bunk devotions, and in the bunk worships, and in the daily activities. God has been so faithful, and he's been proving himself. And we just thank him. And I thought also of something we read in our camp staff devotions in the past week, spoke about the grace for serving God, and that the grace of God was not just for ourselves, but we could ask for grace so that we may serve God better. And that just kind of has been sticking with me, that God will give us grace to serve him better. God will give us grace to serve him well, and we can ask for that kind of grace, and God will provide it. And he's been doing that. I'm just so thankful. It's been such a blessing, and we've seen God working, and we don't know all that God is doing in those hearts down there. So we trust by faith he's been doing something in them, and he's been drawing them to himself, and he's been teaching them to worship. We've had some wonderful instruction on worshiping the Lord. And some of these boys come from churches where they don't have much exposure to that and to our ways of worshiping here. And it's been wonderful to hear the different counselors share and teach and encourage the praise of God. And the boys are catching on down there. And we've also heard some wonderful testimonies from counselors of how they got saved. And I was just so touched by them myself. I want to ask one of those brothers to come to Maryland, hopefully, and share in our church if he can. But it's been a real blessing. So we know God has been sending forth his word, and he's been so faithful. So thank the Lord.